Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. This is our preview of the Sun Bowl. If you do not know, Sun Bowl takes place in El Paso, Texas, a department of the moon administered by the state of Texas, bordering both Mexico and New Mexico. So it's double Mexicoed. It's one of the few places that's really, truly double Mexicoed. This is the second oldest bowl of all of the bowls. So the granddaddy of them all, still the Rose Bowl. But you know who your weird grand uncle is, who barely remembers his name, wanders around with a loaded handgun at the nursing home? It's the Sun Bowl.
It's the Sun Bowl, and it's tied with the sugar and I think the orange. And it's weird to think that, like, one day three brothers set out to find their fortune. And Orange Bowl and Sugar Bowl reached new heights in Sun Bowl. Just got drunk in El Paso and passed out in the sun. And he's, oh, the sun poisoning. Brutal.
What if they really had based, like, New Year's Six bowl membership on nothing but the age of the bowl?
So that, it's would, like, that would be the most NCAA thing to do.
We're playing for a trip to El Paso, boys. That and the, oh, they got to bring the Bacardi Bowl back and whatever.
Yep. Yeah, the Sun Bowl, I don't know where it went wrong for you, man.
It's all for the salad bowl.
It's all for the right to go to Havana. That'd be awesome. That would mean the capital cities of college football would be like what? Havana, Pasadena, and El Paso. That's amazing. Okay, first of all, Arizona State, because Todd Graham is still coaching, right?
Right.
He's still coaching. And in addition to him still coaching, Herm Edwards is also the coach at Arizona State.
Is he though? I hear what you're saying, and I know what the website says. Yeah.
I mean, there's what the website says, and there's what reality tells us, which is that Herm Edwards would be really shocked to learn that Arizona State is in Havana. I didn't even think we could go there.
I feel like Arizona State is about a year away from being like, hey, did you like Grand Moff Tarkin in Rogue One? Guess what? Bear Bryant, CGI Bear Bryant is the new coach at Arizona State. We have the technology. Sounds just like him. Just don't touch it, because that will fuck up the hologram.
Also, don't touch Bear Bryant.
Please don't touch Bear Bryant. This one is feral, as it turns out. We can't turn that setting off. Don't know how.
Feral Bryant. It's like Fair L. Bryant. That's my
Feral name. Bear Bryant, man. That's a zombie is what that's called.
Kids love Pharrell. They love his big hat.
But you know who else had a big hat? Bear Bryant.
You know who else was wearing a big hat? Dancing with a lady in a very colorful skirt with the colors of the desert upon it? That'd be Todd Graham. Because Todd Graham is still coaching this game. I'm just going to keep saying that because it feels really, really weird. This is the quote that he gave the press shortly before the game facing them. This is when he was asked about, was this going to be weird? That was the first thing that entered my mind. I want to finish, Graham said then. I told Ray and the administration that we would do everything in our power, I would, to help in that process. It won't be uncomfortable at all for us. Oh, listener, it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be weird.
I feel like he's hiding his true intentions, because if Todd Graham doesn't come out to this game wearing normal, you know, the Todd Graham headset, Todd Graham Arizona State polo, probably like a wristband or some shit, and the tightest bike shorts you've ever seen, I will be so, like, I want to be like, you will know every contour of Todd Graham's scrotum by the time this game is over. Mm-hmm. He has missed a golden opportunity.
At last, I finally get what I want out of the Sun Bowl.
Because that way, during the sideline and halftime and all that interview, they can just be like, Coach, are you uncomfortable right now? And he's like, no, you know, I love these players. I love this program. It's sad to see what happened, but, you know, I believe in these guys. We formed a bond together. And the whole time, they really are just talking about his clearly visible balls.
Like the cameras, like, keeps panning down and then jerking back up. Oh. Sorry, not really.
En español es huevos. Huevos. They're going to be playing NC State.
Right? Oh, I thought for sure we were going to make it out of this. But
no, we're going to mention the other team. I'm like, yeah, no, I want you to mention this because okay. I want you to know it's NC State. They already have 8 wins, and it's Arizona State playing the last game for Todd Graham. This is probably the last time you're going to be able to watch a good Arizona State team. I mean, good in the sense that it won't be coached by Herm Edwards and whoever Herm Edwards decides to bring with him because they lost both coordinators.
Whatever, man. Herm Edwards is going to get busted for, like, the most hilarious, impermissible benefit. It's going to be like, yeah, Herm Edwards was just out there offering recruit Zooms, just handing them out by the caseload.
Do you like Knight Rider? This is my close personal friend, David Hasselhoff. Do you want a laser disc? Everyone likes laser discs.
Have you ever heard of Herm Edwards?
Yeah. Would you like to meet my friend Eric Mangini? The Eric Mangini?
I got you a Saturn. The car! Here's $800 to Circuit City!
Sega CD. With a Sega Saturn. On top of it.
Some recruits would like that.
Yeah. He'll accidentally get one.
In the Sega Genesis, when it was like, we're just going to sell you all these parts you can bolt onto it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Sega for a while just did that.
Make your battle armor.
Yeah. So, Herm Edwards. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be facing NC State. And I'm just going to do this. You could get some analysis into this. You could be like, oh, man, you know, Ryan Finley's kind of a fun QB to watch. And, oh, man, you know, like, is there kind of a deal of is Chubb going to play? Because, you know, there's, like, NFL prospects, you know, on the line, and he's predicted to go pretty high. I know this. NC State's already got 8 wins. So they're going to lose this game. They got a quota. They've already hit it. And let's not get too optimistic. Bad things happen in the Sun Bowl. Weird things happen in the Sun Bowl.
Then we get to see Arizona State players carry bike short Todd Graham off the field.
Oh, yeah. He'll be splayed. That's not good.